from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back, G-Back Nation. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for your free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Eric Nadel, what you drinking, what you thinking, coming up in about an hour. Here he is, Zach with an H. Here, Willy Bully.
Let's do it. Let's get into a top 10 here. We're talking about some of the worst coaches in NFL history yesterday. 877-881-1053. Who do you think's been the worst head coach?
Joe Bugle was bad at Arizona. He was a great, great coach, great line coach with the Redskins, you know, in that era.
You can say that. It's okay.
He was that coach. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but,
I get it.
But anyway, he's... He went and be at Arizona. He was awful. He did not win many games.
So this will be since 1990, courtesy of Athlon Sports.
Okay.
Which is good. I mean, that's kind of I like that cutoff because some of us can't really speak to the 70s and the 80s.
I can.
All the way back to the 70s. I know you can. But
let me get some Marty Morningweg.
Marty Morningweg's a good one.
That's a really good call.
That's fantastic.
And Marty, you would like to hang out with Marty. He's kind of a fun guy. But he was a terrible head coach.
Terrible.
Terrible head coach.
Absolutely. He was god-awful.
Yeah.
In fact, he'll be in the top 10.
Yeah.
He was really, really bad. We got Chip Kelly being texted in, Urban Meyer's getting texted in.
Yeah, he was bad.
Yeah. Some of the honorable mentions we've got, you mentioned David Shula yesterday.
David Shula was bad.
19-52.
That's him.
At the Cincinnati Bengals from 92 to 96. He never had a winning year in five seasons, and he was fired after a 1-6 start in the 1996 season.
It's funny. They just kept going on and on and on with him, and they never changed him out. And I was like, okay, just get what you deserve.
Yeah. Mike Riley with the San Diego Chargers from 99 to 2001.
I thought Mike, what happened with Mike? I thought he took him to a playoff one time.
14-34.
Maybe not.
They went 1-15 in 2000.
Okay.
Their only win came by 1 point in that game. But he was a good collegiate.
Yeah, he was outstanding.
So,
Oregon State was his big deal.
We also had Dick LeBeau. I forgot he had a tenure with the Bengals from 2000 to 2002.
There were a lot of bad Bengals, yeah.
Good jeez, because he's a legendary DC.
Yeah, with the Steelers, too. Division rival.
Yeah.
My Lord.
And is Dick still with us?
He is.
I think Dick is still with me right now.
What about Dick McPherson?
That's a good
Thank
day.
Thank God.
It's a good day when he's still there.
I'm nervous.
Dick, you there?
Getting up there.
Dick McPherson was a New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Very famous coach at Syracuse.
Yes.
And then a very successful coach. 1 year
in
the Patriots?
So he went like a year and a, yeah, 2 years. So 1-15 and then 6-10.
Okay.
And then you had the owner that was forced to sell the Patriots to a St. Louis businessman.
The Sullivans.
And they said, we're out of here. We got to get a new head coach. So, but Dick McPherson, what a great name.
Yeah.
Ooh, Tom Jim Sula. When he was the head coach
Jim Tom Sula.
Tom Jim Sula.
Did you have a drink?
No, I did not have a drink yet, but shout out to Garrett from Mossy Horn. He just dropped by a trifecta.
Thank you so much, Garrett. Really appreciate
bourbons.
That. Yeah.
There's a bourbon cream situation that we're trying to figure out how Broadus can concoct a delicious drunken meal.
Maybe make a dessert out of that.
Like an ice cream.
I think we could make some Irish car bombs with that, maybe.
Ooh.
We get some Guinness up here.
Walchuk's a car bomb guy.
Yeah.
Get some drinks in.
Let's go. Steve Spagnuolo.
We did that last week.
We did. This time last week, we were hammered.
Not very good last week.
I didn't know if Eric was going to be able to drive home.
Transfusions, bro.
I mean, Polo called you out, but I was looking at you thinking, oh my God, I don't know if our guy's going to make it to 6:30 right now.
He did have like one eye kind of closed.
No, as soon as he starts pinching the nostril, I'm like, oh no, Eric's really, really effed
up. It was a dogfight to get through that expressway, but once we got onto the other side of that, everything was cool. Once we got to 6 o'clock.
It was all good. Yeah, we were living the dream. We do also have Rod Marinelli. You need to put Rod Marinelli in the top 10, in my opinion.
What a great coach.
Holy crap. You can't go 0-16, become the first franchise ever to not win a game and not be in the top 10 worst head coaches since.
His wife might be listening. Be careful.
Rod's an amazing coordinator.
Thank you.
Well, a lot of these guys, C. Spagnuolo, Dick LeBeau. I mean, these are legit coaches that just can't head coach.
Great position coaches, but sometimes it's tough to be a head coach in the NFL and have success.
I just saw one. How about Joe Judge?
Oh, Joe Judge was on the show. Yeah, absolutely.
Joe Judge.
Well, and while you're at it, Fat Patricia.
Yeah, he might make the top 10.
Awful.
What about, I forgot, Kevin Gilbride.
Kevin Gilbride?
He was 6-16 with the Chargers in 97.
Yeah, but wasn't he Peyton Manning's?
I didn't realize he ever got a head
coaching gig. Wasn't he Peyton Manning's like?
No.
That was Gase.
No.
In Indy.
No, that's the guy. That's the guy who.
Tom Moore?
Tom Moore, but what's my guy's name? It's down in Tampa, won the championship with Tampa.
Yes, I know exactly. I can see his face.
I can't. He's Bruce Arians.
Yeah, Bruce.
Bruce
Arians, gosh.
Fish off friends, not food. Lane Kiffin comes in at 12.
Ooh, got fired.
He's a great player. Get over it.
Yeah.
5-15. The Raiders are going to be on this list a lot. And then Chris Palmer is your final honorable mention with the Browns from 99 to 07, or from 2000. 5-27 with the Brownies. 10, good call. It is Marty Morningweg of the Lions. 5-27 from 01 to 02. Number 9, worst coaches in the NFL since 1990. Macaroni in a pot. That's some wings and pizza.
Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
Patently terrible.
He had two different stints. So he was 8-8 with the Raiders in 2011. Not bad. But then 3-36-1 with the Browns from 2016 to 2018.
Oof.
That's awful.
That's bad.
Jim Tomsula comes in at number 8 with the San Francisco 49ers.
What did we just call him?
Tom Jim Sula. He's the one who farted in a press conference.
Yeah, he did. Legendary moment.
That was ridiculous.
He's a fun guy. Yeah. 7 is Richard Williamson, Dick Williamson.
Richard Williamson, Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Tampa Bay, 4-15 from 1990 to 91. I guess he was the former Memphis State, now University of Memphis head coach. Did a good job there. Tampa Bay hired him, and that didn't go well. 6 is Nathaniel Hackett.
6?
Number 6.
That has to be number 1.
4-11 from 2022. Nathaniel Hackett coming in at number 6.
Dude, they literally had to hire a game management assistant coach like 3 weeks into the season.
So bad. So bad.
That, I don't understand. I look forward to seeing the top 5 here.
Number 5, we go back to 1993. Richie
Pettibone.
With the Washington Redskins in that time.
Yep.
Oof, another college coach gone wrong.
I guess they ended up beating the Cowboys on Monday Night Football, but that was pretty much the highlight of his career.
Was that 1993?
Yeah.
I wonder if he...
That was without Emmett. I think that's when the Cowboys started 0-2 and Emmett was holding out.
I wonder if he took over for Joe Gibbs.
He did. Okay. He did. He was the longtime defensive coordinator for Gibbs.
For Gibbs. Yeah.
And he was handed the head coaching job after Gibbs retired.
Yeah, there you go.
Number 4 is Cam Cameron.
Oops.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a 1-15 trip?
Yeah, that was 1-15. That was, was it George Camarillo? Greg Camarillo.
With a huge grab on the left sideline from Cleo Lemon to beat Brian Billick, Ray Lewis,
and the Ravens. Yeah, they lost their first 14 games, and they finished 1-15. But, man, one of those trades. He ended up sending Wes Welker to the Patriots.
Mm.
So, Patriot fans love him. Speaking of the Patriots, Rod Rust.
In Rod Rust, we trust.
What a great name.
Denver Broncos?
Patriots. They went 1-15 in 1990.
He was like Rod Marinelli. He was a great defensive coordinator.
Damn.
Like, I think he's in the Ring of Honor at Denver for being a defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Okay, he was a one and done. 1990 Patriots won their second game to move to 1-1. Then they lost their final 14.
Oh.
11 of those by double digits. New England's
so ugly.
Minus 265 point differential ranks as third worst in NFL history.
That's bad.
In Rod we trust.
Number two is...
In Rod we bust.
Urban Meyer, 2-11 with the Jags.
Urban.
They didn't score more than 21 points in a single game. And isn't he an offensive guy?
Yeah.
It's bad for Urban.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Urban Meyer era will go down. Historically, that was really bad.
That was bad.
Number one, and I guess it gets overshadowed because he was also just had a terrible moment in college, but Bobby Petrino in 2007 with the Falcons went 3-10. And then, and he was the head coach during the Michael Vick saga.
Yeah.
Where he ends up getting arrested for his involvement in the illegal dog fighting. I think Petrino's just like, I can't do this. I need to leave.
Don't mention him around Zimmer. Because he quit on everybody there. I mean, Mike Zimmer would punch that man in the face right now if he saw him. Yeah, Mike was working for him, and he just flat quit without telling the
staff.
That's
terrible.
Yeah. It's just bad.
Brutal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. An absolute train wreck of a guy.
Oh, he quit. He quit and took another job. He didn't quit. He didn't get fired. He took another job.
Arkansas?
Quit a lot of things.
I think he took the Arkansas job, yeah.
I'll never forget
him. Or Louisville. Might have been Louisville.
He might have gotten hired from Arkansas.
It was one of the jobs.
It was Arkansas, though, when he wore the neck.
The press conference.
He got beat up by a guy who was...
He's just kind of a strange
guy's
story.
Wife.
And that's what happened there?
Yeah, a guy beat him up.
That's awesome.
He said he fell off a motorcycle. The guy beat him up.
Oh, really?
I slammed his face on the curb and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the girl that said he was like the 60-second man or something.
That's a shocking. No, that was Rick Pitino.
No, that's all the
there's
same.
There's Bobby Petrino, and then there's Rick Pitino. Yeah. And both of
that
them
guy, yeah, that guy got
have
beat up by.
I heard it was Pitino that kicked Petrino's ass.
It was bad.
I don't know. Pitino's
small world. I don't know what's going on.
The guy goes, I was in a motorcycle accident. No, you weren't. You got your ass beat up.
Wow, dude. That is like, that's a big time scoop, I feel like. I don't think that's made it to the mainstream media.
Oh, yeah.
Just Barstool needs to pick that up.
Ask Stephen Jones about it. No,
thank you, Woolchuck. An edition of The Finest is coming up at 5 o'clock, geez. And then we're into Eric Nadell. It's a Friday evening, so if you're cracking them a little bit, set that reminder, what you're drinking, what you're thinking is coming up at 5:30. We're back with the proper round tripper, Woolchuck.
Yeah, let's hear from Reggie Jackson on returning to Rick Wood Field and an update on who your starting pitcher could be tomorrow. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.